This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the roots on fire. If you want peace, prepare for war. As we do every day on this show. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, is with you on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered is the name of the show. I am Wayne Allyn Root, and lots of news to tell you about. Black Lives Matter protests correlate with a 10% increase in murders in areas where they occur. Is that shocking to any of you? What a shocker! Murders go up wherever Black Lives Matter protests occur. What a shocker! I would have never guessed, would you? Actually, you know what? It really is a shocker because I can't believe it's only 10%. I find that hard to believe. It's got to be a con job. This can't be true. I would guess the murders are up 100% wherever Black Lives Matter protests, not 10%. That's ridiculous. That's the only shocker, is that they're only up 10%. Black Lives Matter protests correlate with a 10% increase in murders in areas that experience protests, according to a study reported by left-leaning website Vox. Can you believe that? And it's a non-peer-reviewed study by the University of Massachusetts Amherst PhD student Travis Campbell. Well, he's dead. Someone's going to murder him for having the nerve to open his mouth and tell you something like this that's negative to BLM. Boy, they're going to surround the campus, and they're going to protest him, and they're going to drive him out, and they're going to threaten his life. And someone from Antifa is liable to kill the poor kid. Travis. Travis Campbell found the BLM protests tend to correlate with a reduction in police killings and an increase in the murder rate in the cities where protests occur. Do you hear what I just said? BLM protests tended to correlate with a reduction in police killings. Reduction. And an increase in the murder rate. So less police, because they're scared to death, kill people, and more murders occur. For every 4,000 people who participated in the Black Lives Matter protest, police killed one less person. From 2014 to 2019, Campbell tracked more than 1,600 BLM protests across the country, largely in bigger cities, with nearly 350,000 protesters. His main finding is a 15 to 20% reduction in lethal use of force by police officers. Roughly 300 fewer police homicides in census places that saw BLM protests, and that these protests correlate with a 10% increase in murders. That means from 2014 to 2019, there were somewhere between 1,000 and 6,000 more homicides that would have been expected in places with protests for BLM. This poor kid Campbell has no idea what he's getting into. And by the way, BLM protests have turned into riots, and policemen have gotten hurt. By the end of September 2020, more than 470 New York City Police Department officers were injured in BLM riots. That's just in one city, and that's just cops. New poll is out. Most Americans worry anti-police rhetoric will endanger public safety. You think? I mean, that's the upshoot of the Derek Chauvin trial. Yeah, the country didn't burn down yet. It's gonna. Not yet. Do you realize there's two other ways the country could burn down just for the Derek Chauvin trial? First, he's got to be sentenced in 2 months. So if the sentence is 12 years, which is what is dictated, he can get from 12 to 40 years. But it's recommended you give him 12 if he's never been involved in a crime before. So he's a cop. He's risked his life for the American people. He's risked his life for black people in high crime neighborhoods. And the first time he makes a mistake, you're going to give him, what, 40 years? Not the 12 that you get for not being involved in a problem in your lifetime? 40 years? Well, that's probably what's going to happen. Otherwise, they'll burn down the city. You scare people to death. It's mob rule. And then there's another way we could all still be burned to the ground. and have riots across the country. Don't forget, there were three other policemen on the scene who've all been charged. And if any of them get found innocent, or if any of them get sentenced to a, you know, just a little slap on the wrist, you know, like probation or a few weeks in jail or 6 months, the country will burn. Minnesota will burn. Minneapolis will burn. So you're still not done with the burning. And how many other cities are going to burn when a cop kills a black kid? Even if the black kid's a criminal, just because he's black, they want to burn towns. Liberal rioters and looters. Liberal murderers. Liberal Antifa troublemakers. Just because a kid is black. I'd like to know, has there been a riot anywhere in America where a policeman shoots a white kid? Or a white man? Doesn't have to be a kid. How about a white criminal of some kind? Somewhere in America, because we know what happens, I've seen the studies, policemen are much more likely to shoot white unarmed criminals than black. So we know there are white unarmed criminals who've been shot by police. Have you ever heard about a protest or a riot because a white person got shot? Never. Never has been, never will be. Why? I'll leave you to answer that question. I'm not saying a word. But most Americans worry anti-police rhetoric will endanger public safety. Of course it will. From this point on, all the cops are going to retire and quit. No one could be a cop anymore. Doesn't make sense. You heard Bridget Gabriel. If her son wanted to be a cop, she'd lie in the driveway in front of his car. You'll have to run me down to leave the driveway. You can't be a cop. I used to think being a cop was a great job. Especially in big cities, by the way. Cops get six-figure incomes. I think the average cop in Vegas, the average cop makes $125,000 a year. And when it's over, you retire and you get a $100,000 pension. And you get the best health insurance in the world. You never have to worry about health insurance. Now, there are some cops who are not that lucky. In small towns, they don't get those kind of packages. But it's a great job. You're a hero. You're protecting society. You look good. You're young. You're handsome. You're in a blue outfit with a badge. All the girls want to screw you. It's a great job. It used to be. Now it's a horrible job. Now it's the worst job in the world. Nobody could possibly want to be a cop anymore. So as they all quit and retire, because they realize it's a thankless job with no way to come out of it in a good way. No way. All that can happen is you're going to shoot somebody and go to jail for the rest of your life. Or you're going to hesitate and they're going to shoot and kill you. And you're never going to see your family again. And everyone you encounter hates your guts and screams pig. And says, defund the police and disband the police and abolish the police. So no one's going to be a cop. No one's going to be a border agent. There's no one to fill any of those jobs. Basically, it's going to have to be illegals. You have to put out a note that says, illegal aliens wanted to be policemen at Border Patrol. You're going to need illegal aliens to be the Border Patrol. Who else would take the job? Don't liberals always claim that illegals take the worst jobs in society? Well, the worst job in society is a Border Patrol agent now. Police, close second. So I think we hire illegals to police the border. I think that's our only way out. There's my second great idea of the night. Number one, police should stop patrolling high-crime minority neighborhoods. Never again. Just stop it. Don't answer any calls. Someone's getting shot. Someone's getting stabbed. Sorry. Sorry, we're on break. And then guess what will happen? No more black people will be shot by police. They'll just all be killed by other criminals. Do you understand what's going to happen without the police? You're going to find out. And the second great idea, let's hire illegals to enforce the border. Because there's not going to be any regular people in America willing to do that anymore. It's a thankless job where you can get killed or you can go to jail for something you did against the illegal alien who shouldn't even be here. And the same thing with police. You can get killed for being brave and heroic and answering a call. Can you imagine? Do you ever run when someone says, there's a shooting down the street? Do you run towards the shooting? There's a stabbing going on. Do you run towards the stabbing? Well, policemen do. And the thanks is when they get there, if the person doing the shooting or the stabbing is black, they're going to go to jail for shooting them. And whether they did the thing wrong or not, they've released the camera. What do they call that camera that a policeman wears? The body cam. They've released the body cam of the Columbus incident. And the little 15-year-old black teenager is running around with a knife trying to stab two people. And the cop shoots him to save the kid's life. And, oh, my God, the things that are being said by LeBron James and others, they all want the cop to fry. For what? For shooting a crazy girl with a knife? What is it you think cops are supposed to do? What do you think they're supposed to do? See a crazy girl with a knife and, like, what should they do? Should they say, excuse me, miss, my name is Officer Archibald Connolly. I'm a psychology major. I don't have a gun. And I would just like to ask you, what do you plan on doing with that knife? Could you maybe put it down for me? Is that really what you think a cop should do, LeBron James? Because I think we should give LeBron James a gun and a belt and a badge and a blue uniform and send him out to black neighborhoods and to answer violent crime calls and see what LeBron would do. What would you do, LeBron? Because the person who's committing crimes, violent crimes, happens to be black, you wouldn't shoot? You wouldn't do anything? You'd let them murder the people right in front of you? Let them murder you? Is that what you do? And would you react differently if LeBron wore the same badge and the same blue uniform and went to a white neighborhood and a white person? You confronted a white person with a knife? Would you treat him differently? You'd shoot the white person, but you wouldn't shoot the black person? See, this is what everybody's missing. Most black people are wonderful people. But there are black criminals. And when you pull up to the scene of a crime and the criminal happens to be black, are you supposed to treat them differently than a white criminal? Because this is crazy. This has gone way too far. And there's no way to pull it back now. So no one could be a cop anymore. So not only should cops not answer any calls in minority neighborhoods, that will solve the problem. Then no one will ever be shot unfairly by policemen. But I don't think anyone should be a cop anymore. You can't be a cop anymore. 833-WAR-TALK. I'd love you to call in if you're listening and you're a cop. No one will ever know your name. Call in if you're a police officer. I'd love to hear what you have to say. How you could still be a cop anymore. 833-WAR-TALK. How you could shoot someone who's trying to stab or murder someone. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Let me get right back to you. Sandra, those banners flew out tonight. Can you pack them?
Indeed. And those unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
On machine 4?
Like at Monica's print shop. To fulfill orders on time, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Revive Health. Revive's an inexpensive alternative to traditional health care. By the way, it's perfect for gig workers, gig employees. You know, this is the perfect thing for somebody who doesn't have any insurance or good insurance, and it's like getting the best insurance in the world for only $59 a month if you're not a sick person. If you've never been sick and you don't need, you know, special doctor's appointments or anything like that, this is kind of like a no-frills policy. And it takes care of everything for a no-frills policy, but it does it all through telemedicine doctors. So it's all virtual health care, high-quality virtual health care. It's the latest thing. By the way, what do you care? You know how hard it is to get a doctor appointment in Las Vegas? It could take you weeks. But on the other hand, you could set one up in 5 minutes with Revive Healthcare. And the next thing you know, you turn on your computer, and there it is, like a TV set. There's your doctor looking at you. You looking at them on Zoom. What's wrong with that? When you go to the doctor's office, it's not like you strip down and say, grab my you-know-what. You generally just sit there in your clothes and tell the doctor my throat's sore, something's wrong with me. It's no different doing it on a computer screen. And you do it at home. So there's no hassles, no long waits, not hard to get an appointment, convenient and safe. You don't ever need to go to the pharmacy. You can get your medications delivered to your door. And the cost is only $59 a month to join. No copays. You save hundreds of dollars on medications. The reason you haven't heard of it before, it's brand new. Nevada's the first state in the country where it's available. The deal of your uninsured, underinsured, or the cost of traditional health care is just killing you. Sign up now at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com. Their team is available to answer your questions 24/7 at revive-healthcare.com. So tell me what you feel about this. Justice Amy Coney Barrett, you know, the one who stabbed Trump in the back and refused to look at the evidence that the election was stolen. Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett receives a reported $2 million advance for a book deal. First of all, I don't even think Supreme Court justice should be allowed to get book deals. I mean, if they want to write a book for free, that's fine. But why should they get a $2 million advance for a book sitting there with your robe on the Supreme Court? Seems like you're selling out the United States and selling out your robe. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, a $2 million book advance. And the book is about the importance of separating personal feelings from legal rulings. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that the cat's meow? She was appointed by Trump, and she signed a $2 million book deal about the fact that she didn't overturn the election because she kept her personal feelings separate from her legal rulings. So isn't that interesting? Because if you overturn the election, you're hated for the rest of all time. You're called a traitor. Liberals want to hang you in effigy. Every restaurant you go to, they spit in your food. You can never eat out again. Your kids are beaten up in school. A mob comes to burn your house down, and you'll never get a book deal, ever. But if you stand tall and make sure Biden becomes president, and Trump doesn't become president, guess what? You get a $2 million advance for your book deal. Seems like a massive conflict of interest to me. Seems like the only reason you got a $2 million book deal is because you spit in Trump's face. That's where all the money is. She signed a deal to write a book about how judges should not bring their personal feelings into their decision-making. Wow. She's a mother of seven and established a reputation as a fiercely conservative judge before she was added to the Supreme Court, confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate just 3 weeks before the election. Wow. I just find this so ridiculous. And she's not the only high-profile conservative to win a book deal. Another veteran of the Trump administration is rumored, William Barr, Bill Barr, the attorney general, sold a book about the same time, about his time at the Justice Department. Now, the word is, he's reported to have sold a book for a lot of money. So you tell me what conservative defending Trump and saying the election stolen has gotten a $1 million book advance? None. None. Guarantee you that. Politico says a number of former aides of Trump are struggling to find buyers. Phew. Those who did not have ties with his election conspiracy theories are said to be getting big deals more easily. You think? Anybody who goes along with the lies of the establishment and the D.C. swamp and the deep state gets rewarded with $1 million book deals, and anybody who fights them and says the election was stolen, because it was. It was rigged, and it was stolen, and if you say it, there's no book deals for you. There's no $1 million payout for you. And if you screw over Trump and make sure that he doesn't win the election, and you're on the Supreme Court, $2 million book advance. Oh, there's no problem there. Just move along. There's a head rolling on the ground, but don't look at it. There's no problem at all. Move along. Nothing to see. What a corrupt country. Deep state and the D.C. swamp controls everything.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will hit 200 million coronavirus vaccinations tomorrow.
200 million shots in under 100 days, actually. It's an incredible achievement for the nation.
Speaking at the White House, the president calling it stunning progress. The president aided by Operation Warp Speed, which was started under former President Donald Trump. More Americans favor keeping the Supreme Court at 9 justices than those who want to expand it. A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one at took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, 2-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. USA Radio Network, sponsor of this segment of the show. for short. Things are going very bad, as you know. Biden's going to drive us into bankruptcy. The money they're spending, the money that's being wasted, the illegals coming over the border, and the money it'll cost to take care of them from cradle to grave. It's beyond my imagination. The solution is the golden rule. He with the gold rules, or he with the silver rules. Gold and silver, by the way, down for the year. That's great news. Buy low and sell high. This is your chance. This is where Michael Rich and Asset Strategies team comes in. Michael and Rich Chechen, the owners of Asset Strategies. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a one-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium. While supplies last, call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. And I'm looking at a story at Zero Hedge. Every physical silver ounce has been sold up to 1,000 times. I mean, there is a run on gold and silver, physical gold and silver like no one has ever seen in history. And you can understand why. Asset Strategies, 800-831-0007. 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for half the premium of every other gold dealer. All right, we've got our guest here, Grace Curley, host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO Boston, Massachusetts, contributor for the Spectator USA Edition, website spectator.us. Grace Curley, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm awesome.
So, by the way, does that mean that you live in Boston? Is that your hometown?
Yes, I'm from Boston, just outside of it, but yep, I'm here.
And the reason I say that is, what is it like being a conservative talk show host in the land of Taxachusetts? What's it like in Boston? Hard, right?
Yeah, it's surprising how many people are actually conservatives deep down, but we definitely have to whisper about it. That's the one thing that always surprises me is how many people will come up to me and say, I'm a conservative too. But in general, yeah, you have to be very careful about what you say in certain spots here because you don't know if you're dealing with a crazy liberal.
Yeah, and I went through the same thing. I lived for 13 years in Malibu, California, and everybody was liberal. But every party I went to, guess who was the most popular guy? Me. They'd all come up and they'd whisper, I'm with you. I'm one of yours. And after a while, you start to think, really, everybody's an undercover conservative. And then the election comes, and they still vote 2-1 Democrat. So, you know, all the conservatives are willing to tell you they're conservative, Grace, but in the end, you're still outnumbered badly, right? That's Boston.
Yeah, and I also get a lot of liberal people who will say to me, you know, like, what happened to you? Why are you like this? Why are you conservative? As if I'm an experiment or something, like a guinea pig. They want to figure out what went wrong and, you know, things like that. But, yeah, in general, you get a mixed bag.
All right, so you wrote a column for The Spectator called The Race to Riot, and I assume it's about all the potential race riots out there in the face of the Derek Chauvin trial and quite a few other shootings in just the last few days, one in Columbus, Ohio, one today in North Carolina, one the other day, of course, with the police woman who shot the guy with she thought she was using the taser in Brooklyn Center suburb of Minneapolis. And every time a cop shoots someone who happens to be black now, It's a potential riot, or it is a riot, or it's unrest, or it's Black Lives Matter threatening everyone's lives. What are we going to do here? It's a nation run by mob rule and threats of riots.
It absolutely is. And if you look at some of the things I highlighted in this piece are that there are other situations where you have very similar cases, except for the person who was shot was white, and there's just no coverage of it. Even today, when the case you mentioned in Ohio, the woman who was shot was trying to stab another woman, but that detail is not important to the left. And it kind of just makes you think that maybe this is not about solutions. Maybe this is not about actually reforming the police. Maybe this is just about pushing a narrative that they want to push.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, look, people are shot by police every day. And some of them happen to be white, and there is no uproar over it. Nobody cares when a white person is shot by the police, even if they're unarmed, even if it's unfair. It's crazy, right? I mean, haven't there been a couple of shootings of white people and nothing happened?
Well, I think a really good example, which I can't take credit for, I saw this on social media today, but somebody said if the woman in Ohio had stabbed the other woman to death, the really sad part of it is, and the police weren't involved in this at all, the really sad part is that you would never hear about that story. You would never hear about the grieving parents or the family because it doesn't fit the narrative. It has to be a white cop and they have to be shooting at a black person for the left to care about it. Other kinds of violent crime, they just don't care about at all.
Let's get your take on the Derek Chauvin trial yesterday. I just gave a speech, and I mentioned this when I had my last guest on, Brigitte Gabriel. I gave a speech today to the Republican, I think it's called the Federated Republican Women of Nevada. And that was just a couple hours ago. I got a standing ovation. They love what I had to say. Look, I'm not a fan of Derek Chauvin. I'm not going to defend him. I thought he was brutal. I thought it was terrible to leave his knee on someone's neck for 9.5 minutes till they stop breathing and they're dead. All of that's terrible. But I still think anybody who claims that justice was done and he got a fair trial is a liar, is kidding themselves, is absolutely out of their mind. There was no fair trial because I believe the judge and the jury all knew that if they ever came back with an acquittal, they were never going to even live and walk out of that courtroom. They would have burned the courthouse down. They would have burned the building down. They would have killed everybody who made that jury verdict. If not there, then certainly in the coming days, they would have hunted them down at their homes. People could never live a normal life again. Their children would get beat up in school. How do you have a justice system where if conservatives get a ruling they hate, nothing happens? We don't do a thing about it. And if liberals get a ruling they hate, they burn the country down and threaten to murder the jury. How do you run a judicial system like that?
And Wayne, I think you bring up a good point because I feel the same way where I think he was a horrible person. I don't think he was a good cop, and I actually have no problem with the verdict itself. But it's scary when you look at it and go, okay, was this actually the way things were supposed to work? Because we will never know if that jury felt intimidated. We will never really know if Maxine Waters' words at the protest had an effect on them. And that
or the president's words. How about the president's words?
Incredible. Exactly. And people don't understand. I think people look at this in with such tunnel vision, and especially Democrats, they think, okay, well, this fits, you know, what I want. This is the outcome I want, so it's okay. But it's like anything else. Down the line, if you or a loved one have to have a trial in a jury of your peers, do you want this to be the way we operate, where you have presidents and politicians and media figures kind of swaying the jury one way or the other? And again, I feel the same way you do. I have, you know, I'm not defending Derek Chauvin, and I hope that the jury was able to come to a fair conclusion on their own. But this kind of intimidation from the left is just not acceptable. It's not the way we do things.
Well, it is the way liberals do things, and that's the problem. I mean, I think that's what happened with the election. I sincerely believe that Trump won the election, and I think that all those judges were way too intimidated by mob violence and mob rule to ever overturn an election, because they knew that for the rest of their lives, they can't go out to eat for the rest of their lives. Their kids could get beat up in school. They can't, you know, no matter what they do, they'd be haunted by the decision to overturn an election. Liberals would make their lives miserable. They would dox them, and the whole world would know where they live, and their lives would be under a threat, right? I mean, what else can you say about this election?
Yeah, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was talking to someone the other day about the Supreme Court, because there's obviously been, you know, conversations about packing the court. And this person I was talking to, Eddie Zipperer, he was kind of running through how it was designed and how we picked our Supreme Court officials, and how the reason that they had lifetime jobs was so that they didn't have to run again. So they couldn't be intimidated to go one way or the other based off of maybe a political aspirations. They couldn't do what they were doing based off of, are people going to like this or not like this? And that's kind of why it worked for so long. But to your point, we live in a different time now where liberals have gone from just saying, I don't like this person, to let's smear pig blood all over that person's house. And that's a different level that I don't think our founding fathers or the framers ever pictured us being at. It's a real level of chaos that I don't know how we go back from this.
No, when you wrote that column, Race to Riot, and I got to tell you, I just think we, you know, a lot of people are kind of relieved that they found Chauvin guilty because they feel like the country didn't burn. And by the way, that's a terrible attitude. That's like, let the policeman die in prison, you know, let him sacrifice his life so that all of us don't, you know, our furniture store doesn't burn down. That's terrible when we get to that point in America. But my question for you is, This is a tinder keg, right? Just waiting to burn. It may not be Chauvin, but the next one could be 5 minutes from now, and maybe it's the Columbus, Ohio one. Maybe it's the North Carolina one today. Maybe it's Dante Wright a few days ago with the taser in Brooklyn Center. Something's going to cause the tinderbox to set on fire again, and we're going to have a whole new week of rioting in the United States. You know it.
Yeah, and a big part of this, too, I think, which is something I found is really hard for liberals to do, is it's okay to condemn violence when it happens, even if you think it's going to reflect badly on your party. I remember after January 6th, all Republicans said, we condemn this, we do not support this, this is a bad look, we do not want this. And so they have a real hard time saying, listen, this is not what we want, this is not the rhetoric we want, this is not the actions we want. And because they didn't do that right when it happened, and I mean, I remember people, you know, writing articles about how looting can actually be really great and how looting could be powerful and it's not what you think it is, and excusing this kind of behavior. And once you do it once, it's like anything else, it's hard to put the genie back in the bottle.
It is. It is. We enjoy having you on, Grace. She's the host of the Grace Curley Show on WRKO Boston, contributor to the Spectator USA edition website, spectator.us. Grace Curley, thanks for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Have a great day. Wayne Allyn Root, we get back. Lots more to talk about. Lots of things going on. LeBron James deletes his tweet. And Israel, things going on in Israel right now. We get back.
Amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge, instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmON.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor for this segment of the show is my book, Trump Rules. I think you'll find it a fantastic book. It's endorsed by Donald Trump. It's endorsed by Donald Trump Jr. It's endorsed by Corey Lewandowski. And it is a self-help book. It is the winner's guide to business and personal success. Learn the top 10 Trump rules and tools of mega success and wealth from a guy I consider the greatest warrior and winner in history, Donald J. Trump. Trump Rules by Wayne Allyn Root at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. I just got a note from a wonderful fan, Dave, who usually emails me like three, four, five times a show, and his ideas are always so good. And he's very inspirational. You know, he just loves what I say and roots me on, celebrates what I say, and that gives you a lot of happiness, man. So thank you, Dave. Dave's from Pennsylvania, by the way. Dave says, Wayne, we can just save a ton of money instead of having trials. No more trials. Just have Maxine Waters and Joe Biden give the verdict. We could have saved millions. That's basically what we just did, Dave. Yeah, it is what we just did. It's amazing how they can muddy the water, isn't it? You know, that you could allow a president of the United States and a sitting congressman to make a decision for everybody who's guilty and who's not. Anybody who says it was a fair trial is delusional. You're an idiot. You're evil. You're one of those. You know, you're not all of them necessarily. You might be just delusional, not evil. You might be evil, not delusional. But you're one of those. I guarantee you that. There's something wrong with you. You have no common sense at all. Fair trial, justice served. Are you nuts? The Wall Street Journal said fair trial. Trial went fantastic, better than anybody thought, the Wall Street Journal said today in an editorial. Wow. I had no idea the people that run the Wall Street Journal that represent capitalism are that stupid, blind, deaf, and dumb. Oh, yeah, that trial is just a perfect trial that indicates everything's hunky-dory in America because all those jurors agreed that if we acquit this policeman, we're all going to die. That's how, you know, that's how all trials should end, shouldn't they? A jury all gets together and agrees that if they acquit the police officer, they're going to die. And LeBron James, he's a real winner. He threatens hero Columbus police officer because he stopped a teen from stabbing another girl. Billionaire athlete LeBron James weighed in. Genius that he is. He's such a brain surgeon. You know, bouncing that basketball is like brain surgery. And he weighed in on this, the police pull up and a black girl 15 years old, is trying to stab two other girls. I have no idea if they're black. I assume they are. I don't know. I didn't see the video. I just know she was going wild trying to stab two girls. And he shoots the girl. That's what a cop is supposed to do. What do you want him to do? So LeBron James threatened Columbus police officer who shot the 15-year-old knife-wielding Micaiah Bryant. He posted a photo of the police officer and then put in his tweet, "You're next," with an hourglass sand clock emoji. This puts the officer's life in jeopardy. He has 50 million Twitter followers. I'm assuming 90% of them are liberal nut jobs. But then he deleted his tweet. This officer is brave. This officer's a hero. I don't want to pull up and shoot a girl who's got a knife. He saved the life of the other girl who's just going to be stabbed. This is insanity. Let's kill a policeman who pulls up on this. What do you want him to do? Well, I know what I want him to do. If you weren't with me in the last hour, from now on, police should refuse to answer calls in high-crime minority neighborhoods. This is the end of it. That's it. No more. No cop should risk his life, his freedom, and his pension to save black people's lives who are all nice black people in a neighborhood because one criminal comes at them. And if they shoot the one criminal, they're a racist. Really? You're saving the lives of majority, 98% of the black people around are nice people. You're saving their lives. That makes you a criminal, a murderer, and a racist. Well, then it's time to stop answering calls in high-crime neighborhoods. If the police never again answer a call in a high-crime neighborhood, they will never again shoot incorrectly, according to liberal activists, a black person. You know, because that's where the crime is. It's in high-crime minority neighborhoods. So don't service them anymore. Let them find their own security. Let it be all black. Let it be all black and gay. Let it be transsexual. Don't allow them to carry guns. Make sure they have psychology degrees. And the police should just sit around in nice, white, no-crime neighborhoods and never risk shooting someone, never risk being shot, never risk going to jail, never risk losing your pension. Is this what America's come to? It sure seems like it. Wouldn't that be a nice job? That'd be a great job for cops. Just sit in Scarsdale, New York, Bronxville, New York, Great Neck, New York, Beverly Hills, California, Scottsdale, Arizona. Just hang out in places where there is no crime. But when policemen go to neighborhoods where there is crime, they very often encounter criminals. And every time you shoot a criminal in a high-crime neighborhood and they happen to be black, that's it. The world erupts and you are dead. So just don't do it anymore. As Nancy Reagan said, just don't do it. Just stop responding to high-crime neighborhoods. But see, police would never do that because they're heroes. And they're good people and they're courageous. And they want to save the 99% of the people in those neighborhoods, of those black neighborhoods, who are good black people and good Americans and need someone to protect them. So police would never do that. What they are doing is they're just quitting and retiring. But if they're on the job, they're always going to answer the call of duty. That's what makes them so amazing. So I only give my solution, like, you know, with a tongue in cheek. Because we know police will never do that. But what they will do is retire and quit. And there's going to be no police on the streets of America, including those bad neighborhoods, those high crime, violent neighborhoods. And when you call for help, no one's going to answer next time. Because you hate cops so much, you're going to find out what it's like without cops.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.